You know that feeling, right? That tightness in your chest and the cough that seems like it just never ends. If
Yeah.
that sounds familiar, either for yourself or maybe someone you're taking care of, then stick with us because you are definitely in the right place.
Absolutely.
Today on the Deep Dive, we're zeroing in on chest congestion. And really, the goal is to make sure you've got the information you need right now to figure out, when can I handle this at home? When do I need to see a doctor? And when do I need to call 911?
Right.
And to get us started, maybe we can just lay a little groundwork here. What exactly is chest congestion?
So chest congestion, it's basically when you get this mucus buildup in your airways. It happens to all of us, right? You get a cold, you get the flu, you've got allergies, your body just starts making more mucus. And mucus, it's not a bad thing altogether. It's really important for actually trapping germs and things that are irritating your respiratory system.
So it serves a purpose.
Absolutely. There's a study from the American Thoracic Society back in 2015. They really dug into how mucus helps protect our lungs from all those things we're breathing in all the time. But when you get too much of it, that's when you start feeling that heavy, congested feeling, and that's when you've got to clear it out.
Okay, so it sounds like what we really want to do today is give everyone listening the tools to understand how to assess their symptoms. Like you said, mucus, it's doing its job a lot of the time, but sometimes it's too much.
Exactly.
So how do you tell the difference between, okay, I can just take care of this at home, or maybe I have to call my doctor, or, oh no, this is a 911 situation.
Right.
So why don't we start with those really urgent scenarios?
Okay.
When does chest congestion become a 911 call?
Okay, so this is when it's really serious, like every minute matters, and you need to call 911 immediately. We're talking about if you or someone you're with is experiencing shortness of breath that's really significant, or chest pain if they seem confused at all, dizziness, fainting, or even if they're having trouble waking up, those are really serious warning signs. These symptoms can be a sign of something life-threatening, like a heart attack or pneumonia, or maybe even a blockage in the airway.
You mentioned shortness of breath, and I think that's probably something that a lot of people have questions about.
Sure.
What are some of those signs that shortness of breath has crossed over?
So if the shortness of breath comes on really suddenly, or if it keeps getting worse really fast, or it just doesn't get better even if you're resting, those are big warning signs
Got it.
because it means your body's not getting enough oxygen. And that can quickly lead to really serious complications, even with your organs. And it could even be a sign of a serious lung infection like pneumonia. So think about it like this. If someone is having really severe difficulty breathing, they're gasping for air, they can't even speak a full sentence, or if they're using their chest and neck muscles just to breathe in, those are huge red flags.
Right. What about sometimes you hear sounds when people are breathing if they're having trouble, like a wheezing or a high-pitched sound?
Right.
What does that indicate?
Yeah, that high-pitched sound, it's called stridor, and that's a sign of a blocked airway or a really narrowed airway. And that means you need to call 911 because that's an emergency situation.
Okay. And I've heard the term cyanosis. What is that? And is that something that would warrant a 911 call?
Cyanosis, it's when you see someone's lips or their fingertips have a blue or a gray tint to them.
Okay.
It means they're not getting enough oxygen in their blood. If you see cyanosis, that's a big sign to call 911 right away.
Okay. And now, chest pain along with congestion, I think that can be a little tricky
Yeah.
because sometimes you're just coughing a lot and your
Yeah.
chest is sore. How do you know if that chest pain is something more serious that you need to be concerned about?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So some chest soreness from coughing, it's definitely possible, but you should never, ever ignore chest pain if you have congestion. So if the pain feels really tight, like someone's squeezing your chest, or if it's crushing, or if it spreads to your jaw, your arm, or your back, that could be a heart attack.
Okay.
And it's especially concerning if you already have high blood pressure or diabetes or a history of heart disease. You need to call 911 right away in those cases. A good way to think about it is if it feels like pressure or like a heavy weight on your chest, that's different from just sore muscles from coughing.
Yeah, okay, that's helpful. And what about if you're coughing and you see something unusual in your mucus? Is that something that would warrant a call to 911?
Yeah, if you're coughing up blood or if there's blood in your mucus, you definitely need to call 911 and get medical help right away.
Okay, now earlier we talked about people with underlying conditions and how they should maybe be a little bit more on guard when it comes to these serious symptoms.
Right.
Who are we talking about when we say that?
So if you have a heart condition or a lung condition, something like asthma or COPD, you really shouldn't wait to get help if you have any of those serious symptoms we talked about.
Got it.
Because those conditions, they can make you more vulnerable and things can get worse a lot faster. Same thing goes if you have a chronic respiratory condition or if your immune system is weak. Congestion can really become
Yeah.
serious really quickly for people in those situations. So it's just always better to be safe than sorry and get help right away if you're worried.
Okay, so that was really helpful for understanding, like, what are those really urgent situations?
Right.
But now let's talk about those times when maybe it's not an immediate emergency, but it's still concerning enough to warrant a visit to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
When should someone make an appointment with their doctor because of chest congestion?
So there are definitely some symptoms that are concerning, but they might not require that you call 911 immediately. So if you have shortness of breath, but it's not as bad as what we were just talking about, maybe you get winded really easily, but you can still speak in full sentences. Or if you have a fever of 100.4 degrees or higher, those are good reasons to see your doctor.
Okay.
Also, chest pain, but it's not that really tight squeezing feeling we were talking about with a potential heart attack. These are all good reasons to call your doctor and make an appointment.
And like we mentioned before, people with underlying conditions should probably call their doctor sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. If you have asthma, COPD, or any chronic illness, it's always best to check in with your doctor if you get chest congestion, especially if your symptoms are getting worse or if what you usually do to manage them just isn't working this time. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, for sure. So let's say you decide, okay, I need to see my doctor.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do to make that appointment as helpful as possible?
Yeah, definitely. If you can do a little bit of prep work beforehand, it can really make a difference. So it's a good idea to write down your symptoms and when they started and any patterns you've noticed
All right.
and make a list of all the medications you're taking. And that includes, over-the-counter stuff, prescription meds, even any supplements you're taking. And definitely write down any questions you have for your doctor. If you have asthma or COPD, or if you have allergies, think about if you've had any recent flare-ups or if your symptoms have changed lately. All that information can really help your doctor understand what's going on and give you the best advice.
Okay, that's really helpful. So when you're sitting there in the doctor's office, what are some of the key questions you should ask your doctor about chest congestion?
So first, you want to find out what's actually causing the chest congestion.
Okay.
Is it a virus? Is it bacteria? Is it allergies? Something else? Because that can really help guide the treatment plan and it just helps you understand what to expect. And then ask, do you need any tests, like a chest x-ray or any lab work?
Got it.
Because if your congestion is really bad or if it's been going on for a while, your doctor might want to do some tests just to rule out anything serious like pneumonia. And then another big one is, should I be taking antibiotics? Because a lot of people think, chest congestion, I need antibiotics. But the truth is, most of the time, it's actually caused by a virus, and antibiotics won't help with that.
Right.
And taking antibiotics when you don't need them, that can actually cause problems down the road. But if your doctor thinks it might be a bacterial infection, like bacterial pneumonia, then they might prescribe antibiotics. So it's always good to ask and just understand, like, what's the thinking behind that decision?
Yeah. Okay. And what about treating the symptoms at home? Is that something you should ask your doctor about?
Definitely. Ask your doctor, what are some good ways to treat your symptoms at home? They might recommend some over-the-counter medicines or some simple things you can do, using a humidifier or taking a hot shower to breathe in the steam and just getting enough rest. Those can all really help.
Okay.
It's also a good idea to ask, what are the warning signs I should be looking out for? Because knowing when to call back or when to make another appointment, that can give you a lot of peace of mind. And if you have any health conditions already, you might want to ask your doctor if you're at risk for any complications because of those. Your doctor can tell you what specific precautions you might need to take. And then it's good to ask, can I keep doing my normal activities or should I be resting more? And that really depends on how bad your symptoms are and what's causing them. And then finally, ask if telehealth is a good option for follow-up care. Sometimes you can just have a virtual visit with your doctor to check in if you're starting to feel better, but they still want to keep an eye on how you're doing.
Okay, that's a lot of great advice.
Yeah.
And I think it leads us perfectly into our next topic, which is telehealth.
Yeah.
Because telehealth has really become a lot more popular and accessible for people.
Absolutely.
So when does it make sense to use telehealth for chest congestion?
So telehealth, it's a great option if you're having mild or moderate symptoms and you just need some medical advice, or maybe you need a prescription, or you want to come up with a treatment plan, but you don't want to have to go to the doctor's office. For a lot of those common things that cause chest congestion, like a cold or the flu or allergies, a telehealth visit can be really helpful. They can diagnose you and tell you how to manage your symptoms. Now, if your symptoms are more serious, you might still need to see a doctor in person. But a good thing about telehealth is that they can actually help you figure out if that's the case.
That makes sense. What are some of the advantages of using telehealth for chest congestion?
First off, you can often get an appointment pretty quickly,
Okay.
which is great because when you're not feeling well, you just want some answers.
Right.
And sometimes they can send a prescription electronically to your pharmacy,
Oh, wow.
which is really convenient.
Yeah.
Plus, you can do your follow-up appointments from home, so you don't have to travel anywhere and you don't have to sit in a waiting room with other sick people. So overall, it's really convenient, often more affordable, and just a really efficient way to deal with congestion, especially if it's from a cold or the flu or allergies or maybe a mild respiratory infection.
Okay, so what does a telehealth visit actually look like for chest congestion? What kinds of things can they do for you remotely?
So basically, they'll talk to you, ask about your symptoms, and get your medical history. And that helps them figure out what's going on. They can give you advice on what over-the-counter medicines to take or some home remedies you can try. And if they think you might have a bacterial infection, they might even be able to prescribe antibiotics.
Oh, why?
But it's important to remember, if they think it's something more serious, they'll refer you to see a doctor in person or maybe get some tests done.
Okay.
And, for people with those chronic conditions like asthma or COPD, telehealth is really great because they can have virtual checkups if their symptoms flare up. So they don't always have to rush to the doctor's office, especially if they're not feeling well.
Okay. So that sounds really convenient and, a great option for people who are maybe not feeling up to leaving the house.
Yeah.
Are there any tips for making the most out of a telehealth visit, specifically for chest congestion?
Yeah. So first, try to find a quiet place in your house where you can talk freely and the telehealth provider can see you well if you're doing a video call. And be ready to describe your symptoms, when they started, how they've changed, anything like that. It's helpful to have a thermometer handy so you can tell them what your temperature is. And if you have a pulse oximeter, you can give them your oxygen level.
Okay.
And if you've been keeping track of your temperature or your oxygen levels, have those notes ready because that can give the telehealth provider a better idea of what's been going on.
Okay.
Oh, and make sure you have a list of all your medications, including anything over the counter and any supplements. That's really important information for them to have.
Okay. This has been really helpful. I think we covered a lot of important ground here today.
We did.
As we wrap up, what would you say are the main takeaways for our listeners? For people who are dealing with chest congestion right now.
I think the most important thing is to really understand the different levels of urgency. If you have those really severe symptoms, like really bad shortness of breath, chest pain that feels like someone's squeezing your chest, or if you're confused, dizzy, fainting, or having trouble waking up, call 911 immediately. Don't wait.
Right.
But if your symptoms are concerning but not life-threatening, like a fever that won't go away, shortness of breath that's not too bad, chest pain that doesn't feel like a heart attack, or if you have an underlying condition and your symptoms are getting worse, make an appointment to see your doctor.
Okay.
And if you're having mild or moderate symptoms and you think it might be a cold or the flu or allergies, then telehealth is a really good option to get some advice and maybe a prescription.
Yeah, and it really does seem like telehealth has become such a great resource for people.
Absolutely. It makes healthcare so much more convenient, especially for these common respiratory issues like chest congestion.
Yeah.
It's so convenient. And you can get the care you need right from home.
So it really makes you think maybe we should all be using telehealth more often. Especially for those common health issues that pop up.
I think so.
It's like, why not take advantage of it? It can really help us stay on top of our health.
Definitely.
So that's it for our deep dive on congestion. We hope this has given you the information you need to feel confident about managing your symptoms and knowing when to seek the right level of care. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.